Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know that we talk about a variety of different things that have to do with the global supply chain, just generally living, working overseas, or just being just business in general. One of the things I want to talk about is this conscious capitalism movement. And this is something which I recently heard about, and I'm fascinated by this movement. You know, you've heard probably a lot about being social conscious. There's a lot of talk about companies being social conscious. My own company, Mindoro, we say we create, develop, manufacture with a social conscious. You know, I mean, social consciousness has not really taken off in some places, the United States, like I think it probably should. But certainly in many places like Europe, and a lot of the younger generation is starting to demand that companies be more socially conscious for what they do. That they need to really just not look at the profits, but they also need to look at the people and how it affects society and the people. And that's kind of like the heart of what the social consciousness has to do. You know, we've talked in the past about several cases. One of them, of course, was the famous case about the cocoa plantations and the people that were cutting down the cocoa beads and the terrible conditions that they lived in. And so, it became this great, huge in the chocolate industry, where companies you'd see like on the back of even your chocolate chips. Hershey's chocolate chips to say like that, these chocolate was sourced from a source that, where no slave labor or other things wasn't used. That this sort of like the social consciousness that kind of got forced upon some of these industries, that we can no longer just source or buy, from anybody. We need to make sure that our supply chain has a social consciousness in it. So what is conscious capitalism then? Conscious capitalism is developed out of sheer necessity. It's like traditional capitalism focuses on the bottom line of profits, has proven to be a house of cards in the long run. While some companies thrive, the cost to communities, the environment, the employees, the well-being has been high. So a business model that glorifies profits at any cost is unattainable. It's really unsustainable in today's world, because a lot of people are saying, like, why should these greedy companies... Why should all these companies be so greedy and get so rich, and they don't do anything to help the climate? They don't do anything to help people. They don't do anything to help society. And there's many people that are saying these companies need to be held accountable. So, social consciousness is basically about, the core concept of it is it's conscious capitalism, and it revolves around a few key principles. And I'm going to go through some of those principles and to why they matter. The first one is purpose beyond profit. A conscious business has a higher purpose that descends profit making. And we've seen this in a lot of great companies that are saying, like, look, we're going to, we're going to help the environment. We're going to do something for charity at the same time. One of the companies I've talked about in the past, because I know about them, is doTERRA, the essential oils company, and how they're very much into ethical sourcing, how we're going to help the suppliers, that are growing our plants for the oils. We're going to make sure that everything within our supply chain is ethical. A company that has a conscious capitalism, it aims to positively impact the world through product, service, and practices. And that, it's basically saying, like, look, we have a purpose that goes beyond just profit. They also have a stakeholder orientation. In other words, that they, rather than focusing solely on the shareholders and how do we make money and how do we make profit and how do we become bigger and how do we expand our foothold, instead they're looking at the stakeholders, the employees, the customers, the suppliers, and the communities within where they work. The companies that do this also have a conscious culture. They practice conscious capitalism, culture that promotes ethical behavior, respect, and sense of community among the employees. They have a sustainable practices. They proprietize a long-term sustainability over short-term gains. So, these are also companies that look at the long picture. They look at the big picture. They look at, how do we make a difference long-term? How do we ensure that what we are doing is going to have a positive impact on society and not a negative impact? There's a lot of reasons why conscious capitalism is important. Of course, one is the ethical grounding that, there's a lot of social inequality in the world, and a lot of people are seeing the social inequality more and more. And they're saying, look, why aren't these bigger companies being more responsible for things like the climate that they're damaging, or, you know, some of these other things have been going on in the world? You know, why aren't we sounding the alarms? Why aren't we forcing them to make a difference? And so they're basically saying, we want these companies to have we want the company to, yes, make money, but also have a conscience. We want the company to have a heart and soul. We want the company to want to make a difference. We want companies that are looking long-term, that are saying that we're going to have innovation that, you know, long-term will be sustainable and help environment as a whole. It also can help the companies to be resilient in crisis. You know, during the COVID-19 pandemic, for example, companies that are robust, you know, corporate social responsibility programs fared better than the counterparts. You know, those who understood that we have this sort of like social responsibility, they were able to fare better than some of their counterparts. You know, I guess the question of this is like, how will capitalism evolve? Like, how will this change capitalism? You know, capitalism is a economic system that's centered around private ownership and the generation of profits. But if the profit motive is coupled with a broader sense of responsibility towards the stakeholders and the planet, we might see an evolution of what we understand as capitalism today. And that's what conscious capitalism is about. And I really see what's sort of like driving this is a lot of the younger people today who are saying that we want to buy from and we want to support companies that have a conscience. We want companies that are trying to do good, that are trying to not just hurt the environment, but help the environment. And a lot of younger people are worried about the environment, and rightfully so. They see the effects of things as, you know, global warming. They see, you know, the dangers of things as pollution, where companies are high polluters. They see the problems where, you know, companies basically, they don't care. They don't have a heart. They don't have a soul. And that's kind of like what they're saying here now about, you know, evolution, that, you know, they believe in capitalism. They believe in private ownership, but they want those companies to be able to be more responsible towards society as a whole. Of course, on the flip side of this is, you know, companies that are saying, well, we're in business to just make money. We're really not in business to help society. So the question with this whole conscious capitalism becomes, will a company in the future be able to survive if their only goal is to make profits and to not look at the good of society? And that's kind of at the core of what happens there. And I think that the, you know, jury is still out on that. I personally believe that companies are going to have to change. My own personal belief is that a lot of these larger companies are going to have to change and show more social responsibility and more consciousness, or they're going to cease being important as brands. People are going to start buying from other brands and other people just because of the fact that they're saying that we want to support companies who they know are going to help support people in some way. I love the fact that a conscious company puts the stakeholders, the culture, and sustainability at the heart of their business operations. So, you know, it really sets the stage for organizations to contribute positively to society. And that's really what this is all about, is how do we each try in some way to make a difference in society for the long term. If everyone in the world increasingly did this, if every company did this, if every person just did a little bit, what a different world we would live in. What a much better world we would live in. What a more fair and equitable world that we would live in. This is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you listening to our podcast. We would love to hear your comments, any questions you might have, or any thoughts you might have. We thank you for being part of our community. And we'd like to thank those who helped make this possible, specifically Rico, who puts this all together. Thank you.